Dreamscape presents Gilded Lily by Stacey Hart, narrated by Monica King and Rock Engel.
A spade's a spade. Cash. Heaven existed within the walls of our greenhouse. The shuck of my shovel against the iron wheelbarrow was the second hand of my day. Rich soil mounded on the spade, and I transferred it into the bed of black-eyed Susans, turning it to feed the sleepy dirt already gathered at the flower's feet. I caught sight of the snowy top of my father's head between stalks of amber amaranth down the row where he knelt, hands in the earth. He hummed along with the music playing from the portable speaker on our work cart, and with another shuck, I drove my shovel back into the wheelbarrow. It was peaceful and familiar, the rhythm of our day, the slanting sun, the humid air and smell of flowers. I'd worked in my family's greenhouse during high school, as had all my siblings. But where they'd made their way into the world, I'd hung back, content at Longbourn with a dad, and unable to leave Mom without anyone to fuss over. And if there was one thing Mrs. Bennett required from life, it was someone to fuss over. I found myself smiling at the thought. She'd see us all married off. In fact, she played the matchmaker like it was her full-time job. But I had to wonder what she'd do with herself once we were all gone. Press us for grandchildren and divert her attention to them, if the rest of the Bennett brood were lucky. The crack of the swinging metal door against the wall wiped that smile off my face. I shut up from my task with a hard look, appalled and accusing, prepared to smite whoever had disturbed our sanctuary. Lila Parker blew in like a gale, just like she had almost daily for the last 2 months, heels clicking like hammers against the cement floor. At the sight of her, my fury abated, replaced by a curious wonder and the incremental slowing of time that always accompanied her entrance. She was a study in white, pristine and stern in a pantsuit that belonged in some fancy lady's luncheon, not a greenhouse. Her legs were 10 miles long in those white pants, the matching jacket cut low. A sliver of silken nude fabric was the only thing to mar the line of her cleavage, which my eyes followed before climbing up her lily-white skin, up the long column of her neck, to the set of her uncompromising little jaw. God, she was pretty when she was mad. Shame she had a boyfriend. I'd known Lila since high school, the notorious rule follower and teacher's pet, thumbing her nose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?